Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. We're at 6-12-24. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Good morning.
Have you ever woken up with someone staring at you?
Staring at
Sometimes, I mean, as a parent,
yeah,
it'll happen.
Like as a kid. Yeah, I was going to say, a kid has done that.
Yeah,
me.
Where they're just... And it's such a weird feeling. Like, I don't know how your body does that or how it's aware or if it's just... You know what I mean? I mean, how would your body actually figure out that somebody's looking at it?
Yeah, I think somehow it senses it, and I'm not sure how that works, but...
And then you wake up, and you're like, you have like a two-year-old just staring at you.
Yes.
It's different if they're doing the tapping on the face thing, because that doesn't count. That's, of course, going to wake you up.
Of course, that'll woke you up, yeah.
Yeah, but just the staring thing, even the dog. Like, this morning, I woke up, the dog is literally just like a foot from my face, and I'm like, what?
Can you be certain the dog did not lick you?
Yeah, I think I can. I had to think about it for a second, but I, you know, when you're in that state, sometimes you're just kind of like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just staring at me like a foot away from my face, just sitting there. And then, of course, as soon as you open their eyes, tail wagging, smacking against the furniture.
Like,
you're like, no, that, you don't get to wake me up and then think that I think it's playtime. That's not playtime, bro. Like, I had, and then it's the worst time, too. Like, 14 and a half minutes before your alarm goes off.
Oh.
Now what do you do?
Does the dog not have a watch?
I mean, maybe it was running a little fast. I don't know. She was ready to go.
The dog or the watch?
Watch knew what it was doing. The watch was on time.
Okay.
Yep, the watch was good, charged, ready to go.
Nice.
Ready to be on the wrist for the day. Ready to notify me of all the stupid things I don't really care about. All those fun things. Notify me that, hey, you, how was your lunch? I need to take that app off, by the way.
What?
The How Was Your Lunch app.
I don't know what that is.
It's some stupid app I downloaded because I was like, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep track of everything I eat. No, you're not.
Well,
no, you're not.
I mean, keeping track of things you eat is fine, but what it asks you how your lunch was?
Well, yeah, because it's reminding me to track whatever I had.
Oh,
see, it's like, so,
gotcha.
So it does the thing where it goes, hey, how was your lunch? I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I'm not putting it in there anyway.
I changed my mind.
That's too much effort. Stop nagging me. I need to get rid of that one. But yeah, no, the watch was fine. Thank you, Steve, for asking. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
But yeah, that is a weird feeling to wake up with somebody staring at you. That's a kind of creepy.
Is your dog a loud breather or grunter or something that would maybe wake you? Maybe that could have been
probably loud breathing, I would imagine. Or maybe just was, now that you said that, it's probably just the breath on my face.
Could have been. Yeah. It's just whatever it is, there's definitely that sensation where you go, something's looking at me. It is.
Not the way you want to wake up, just for the record. Not a fan. Not a fan of that.
No, unless, of course, it's the love of your life or something.
Well, that's every day.
Staring
though.
At you.
Usually, you know,
you wake up and she's just like, I was just admiring you. For your beauty and your hard work, and
right.
I was just sitting here thinking how lucky I was to lay next to you every night. And I was looking into your closed eyes and those giant bags underneath them, and I thought, he's tired because he worked so hard to provide for this family.
Yes.
And to provide for me.
Very good, Kevin. Yes, yes. Sorry, didn't mean to drown you out there.
Bad. And I didn't mean to wake you, sweetie, but since you're awake, how about a kiss? I love you. Have a nice day. I'm going back to bed for 3 hours.
I told my wife today, I kissed her goodbye and I said, I go, hey, sometimes I'll do that. Hey, Like I'm going to say something very important.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you only have 2.5 days till the end of the school year.
Oh, hallelujah.
You got this. And she's like, oh, eyes closed. Thank you. And I said, and then you'll have this whole summer to get up at 4:30 and rub my feet before I go to work.
She's still doing that.
And, oh, yeah. And she laughed.
That's so great.
And punched me.
Take that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is the 22nd letter of the alphabet?
The fact that you both said X is crazy. I don't know what it is, but I thought that was like, really? That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Aren't there 24 letters in the alphabet?
Kevin James.
26.
It's 26.
Crap. That's the math I did wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Maybe you were thinking you only used 24.
Maybe yeah, I don't
know. You just cut two.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thanks, Jay. I tell you, I am irritated today.
Ooh, wow.
Extremely irritated because I have two pairs of Nike shorts that I really like.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, both of them got a hole in the left pocket, which is super annoying because then you can't put anything in the left pocket or it just falls through to the ground.
This is the hole in my left sock thing. This is the one we talked about last week where I have like 8 pairs of socks that have the R on the right, L on the left, and all the left ones have holes in them.
Yeah. It's just annoying, right?
Weird.
You're like, ah. So it doesn't make, I still wear the shorts all the time, mm-hmm. but when I do, it's the day where I have to cram everything in the right pocket.
Right.
They're the most comfortable shorts I've ever had. I love them. So I thought, you know what, Kev, it's time to buy some new ones. Bite the bullet, big boy. Get yourself some new shorts.
Why didn't you just sew it?
Huh? I mean, it's a giant hole.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Use more thread.
I mean, I guess you could maybe sew it, but it's pretty, I'll look into that, Jay.
Okay.
I will look into sewing it, but I just don't know if that's going to work.
You're going to look into it, Steve.
Well, that's important.
I don't see it happening now that
so
you said it.
So then
way.
I was like, okay, where did I get these shorts from? I have no idea where I got them from. So I started looking and I looked online and it was like, oh, Kohl's sells these.
Oh, nice.
I've never shopped at Kohl's, I don't think, in my life.
Oh, mobile.
I've maybe gone with the old ex-girlfriend a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, that's great. These look like the same shorts that I love.
Okay.
So I went to Kohl's yesterday.
Oh, you drove there. All right.
Took my granddaughter, did the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
We went in there. She wanted a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't taken her to a store for a while.
Now you know why.
We only got out with two things, lip gloss and jelly beans.
Ah, you did fine.
Yeah, not too bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I bought like 3 pairs of these shorts because I thought, you know what? Here, I'm getting them. They're here. They
yeah.
have my size. I'm getting 3 pairs of them. And I did. Got them home. Didn't even try them on. Whatever. Get up this morning. Like, new shorts to put on. And I put them on, and they fit so different than the other shorts.
That
they're
not
the
a fan
same
now?
Size. They're the same Nike. They appear to be the same short. And I could not hate these any more than I do. They are tight in the wrong places, loose in the wrong places. They're just uncomfortable. It's making me feel grumpy.
Oh, geez. That's what I need.
You know what I mean? Like, if you... Do you have any underwear that are like bad underwear?
Oh yeah,
and you wear them and you just go,
you wear them anyway.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah,
the
throw
whole
them away.
Day.
Just get rid of them. Yeah, but yeah, I don't want to get rid of them because they still have good wear in them. No, just get rid of them.
Yeah, and then it's just so now I'm like, well, I'm obviously not keeping the other 2 pair. Like I will take them.
Why don't you take them all back?
Well, I don't know. I've already worn these and I ripped all the tags off of them, and
yeah.
I could take it back. I mean, I could, but. I don't know. I'm just mad about it. So
it
now I'm trying to figure out why are these not the same? Like what is different about them? So now I got to look in the tag of the old ones and try to figure out exactly, maybe I'm missing something.
I hate it when you try to find like a number. You're like, I'll just find the SKU or whatever that cool thing is.
And get the same thing that you want.
And then exactly. And then you can't really read it because it's worn out. And so you think, I think that's it. These look the same. And then whatever company it is changes them ever so slightly because they think they're being sneaky. And I hate that.
I don't know. I'm looking on their website right now. I think these are the shorts that I'm wearing that claim to be, you know, the Nike Dry Fit. No, these aren't. They aren't the same.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Everything fitting okay in there?
So far, so good.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I actually did buy some clothes the other day, and I'm a little concerned I'm going to run into a similar situation.
You still haven't tried them on?
No, I tried on the shorts. I got some shirts, though.
Okay, well, again, I mean, you know.
How were the shorts? They fit perfect?
They're okay. They're maybe a little small, but I think I can manage.
Seems almost impossible.
See, that's the worst feeling, right? You get something new, and then you just do the, well, I think I can manage. And then what I find myself doing is, I will never wear them.
Hey, you suffer through them for a while. You go, oh, I'll just wear them a couple times. It'll get better. It'll get better. It'll get better. It didn't get any better. And then you're like, well, now I'm stuck.
Right.
I mean, that's fine, too.
I bought some shorts last summer on Amazon. I was like, I'll just try these. And they were cheap or whatever. And I got them. They're horrible. They don't fit good, really. I don't know. They're just built weird. Like, if you wear them within 5 seconds, your butt crack is out. I don't know. They're just designed.
That seems
weird.
Very fast.
Yeah, it's just. I'm like, I'm never wearing these again.
I appreciate that. Then,
yeah.
So does Steve, since he sits behind you.
Yeah. Accurate statement. Although he's covered by a chair.
Yeah, thank goodness the back of the chair will help.
Yeah, that's all good.
Kevin, my wife said, she's the Kohl's expert. She said, take it back.
Take all of them.
Take them back, man. They'll take them back. Do it. Make yourself happy.
Yeah, the problem is going to be I don't know what to replace them with.
Yeah, that is the bummer. That's a bummer. Mm,
that is a
this, did I do the right thing or wrong thing with this yesterday? I was at Kohl's, and between everything I bought, and it was like $200, whatever.
Dang, so that's a lot of
pretty
lip gloss.
Good, right? Yeah, don't get into how expensive stuff can be.
Sorry, wrong road.
I had no idea, but I wasn't going to put it back. I was like, oh, really? $12? For a 4-pack of lip gloss, but it's got sparkles in it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I then, when she said, "Do you have your Kohl's card or your phone number?" And
right.
I was like, yeah," because I was thinking I don't have a Kohl's card. I've never been there.
Right,
but I remember the ex's phone number, and so I just thought, "Well, I'm just going to put it in because I figure I could get a discount, and then she gets points or something, right?"
Something
still like her.
Kohl's
We're good friends, like whatever. Yeah. So I was just like, yeah. So I put her phone number in, and she looks up at me, and she goes, "Name on the account." And I said the name, and she goes, "Oh, well, it's nice to meet you." And she said,
"Young lady."
And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Is that the wife?" I go, "Yeah, something like that."
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
That's I said. Something like that.
You weren't wrong.
No, and I just thought it was being nice. I'd give her points. I might give myself a discount. Got a little, little money off.
Everybody's happy.
I'm sure she got Kohl's cash, which will make her happy.
Expect the text.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever thought that this was your destiny, Kevin? Like, you were like, hey, this is my job. I was made for this.
Kevin James.
I suppose.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man.
What is happening in there?
Well, Kevin was talking to me during the break, and his voice is very gravelly and sort of phlegmy.
I think phlegmy is the word for my voice.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, bro, your voice is unbelievable today. He goes,
I don't even know what I said.
You said something I can't say. You go, yeah, you know what? Maybe you could blankety blank blank blank, and I was right in the middle of taking a drink.
And it wasn't really to you.
Oh, not at all. No,
it was to the voice in general.
I just got caught so off guard that I started choking.
You started choking and dying. I'm like, neither one of us is going to be able to talk on the radio.
The timer's down to like 30 seconds, and I'm like trying to not choke and die in my coffee because he's just, yeah, well, maybe you could blankety blank blank blank.
I do think I'm going to have to get some really hot water.
Oh, man. Oh.
See if it does the trick.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. That was just like genuine frustration.
Yeah, so frustrated.
Yeah, I know. It's
that and the shorts. I'm just like, good Lord.
Yeah, you're angry boy today.
You're grumpy.
I am grumpy, Steve.
That's what you said, yeah.
Oh, my. Well, let's see where to start. Is this the worst thing on an airplane? Let me ask you this question.
Baby crying?
That's a good question.
Turbulence.
Nope. 0-2. Let's see what the Fallon says.
What? Guys, get this. According to a new poll, the most annoying thing someone could do in a plane is let their children play in the aisle. Oh. Yep. Then a person with their bare feet on the ceiling was like, oh, yeah, I hate that.
Letting their kids play in the aisles. Is that the most annoying? That's the most annoying.
But I've never really thought about it. I don't know that I've ever really witnessed it either.
I mean, I've seen it. It can get annoying depending on the child and what they're doing. I mean, sometimes they're just moving around, and if that annoys you, I don't know what to tell you. But I mean, if they're like, you know, grabbing you and making noise and blah, 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 well, then maybe. But the most annoying? I mean.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I feel like that's got to be the guy pushing your seat or, you know, somebody who stinks. I feel like that's got to be more annoying. But apparently the survey said most annoying is kids running up and down the aisle.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I've never had that bother me, so I'm not going to have to. They're definitely not the most annoying. I've been annoyed by other stuff for sure.
This lady from the BBC, she made what she considered to be a mistake when she was reading a news story. Now, I don't even know if you would have even caught this mistake. Have you ever made a mistake doing the news? Do you know?
No, sir.
Okay. So see if you can pick it out. It's not really a mistake. She just used a form of a word that she should have used.
It's hoped a new project which sees them re-released into their natural habit could help to restore the population. Is it habit or habitat? I'm probably going to get emails about this. Well, it's habit on the auto queue, so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy.
So she said habit.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Instead of habitat, because it was on the ticker, as she likes to say. So the teleprompter had it as habit, and she just read it. But then the way she ended that is she threw it to the reporter with, I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's
so what can I say? Nicola Hassler has more. I'm Ron Burgundy.
So she ends it like that. It goes to the story. She comes back from the story. She's not done.
Very sweet. I, of course, meant to say habitat, but habit was written on the auto queue, which just shows you that I just read whatever is written in front of me, clearly.
Clearly. I mean, she referenced it twice. She was so worried about making a mistake. Yeah. Imagine, and again, this is nothing that you could probably relate to, but let's just pretend that you've made a mistake during the reading of a story. I mean, how much would that throw you off, do you think?
None. I just plow right through.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
oh,
wow. When you make enough of them, it's not a big deal. You just keep going. By the way, could we get a teleprompter?
Do you think it would help?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I read.
You think it would help?
I watched part of a TV show last night. I could not. I had computer issues last night.
Okay.
Where I could. I don't know what happened. The sound was not working. I had a Zoom call with a couple. And
oh, no.
My sound didn't work, so I had to end up using my phone for sound, and then I used
that really
the computer to
made them
share.
Confident in your abilities.
Oh, they did. I said, guys, isn't it great when your DJ has nothing but technical issues? They laughed. They were wonderful.
They laughed and canceled the check.
They were wonderful. Thank God they've already paid, Jay, so they're kind of they're locked in.
Oh, no.
Locked in, baby.
Locked in.
we had our two-hour meeting with our DJ for my daughter's wedding.
It was not 2 hours.
2 hours.
There's no reason for it to be 2 hours.
Probably not. I think that was maybe on us. I don't know.
Oh, was there a lot of chit-chat?
Lots, yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, you'd love this guy. This guy's great. I was hyping him up during it. He was like, my daughter was asking a question about a song, and so he's like, well, it'd probably be something like this, so we just started playing the song. He just goes, oh, well, I'd probably do this, and he starts playing it, and he goes, and then the intro would be like this, and he goes, or I could do it like this, and then he starts playing a different song, and he starts singing. bro was singing.
This is the guy that sings. I did see his website.
He could actually sing, and I was like, what is happening? And he's singing, like, this little intro, and I'm like, hands in the air, pumping him up, you know, going, let's go. And he's like, oh, I understand that you're on radio. I'm like, no, don't even talk about that. You're, like, over here singing and stuff. You're a true talent.
And he was good, huh?
He was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And he looked like you, Steve.
He looked like Steve?
He did.
Oh, wow. Steve, you want to get into the DJ world?
Nope. Darn it.
Why do so many people tell me no?
So the Top Gun 3 movie teaser trailer was released this week. I don't know if you saw it a couple days ago. Did you see it?
No.
It's just, how do you not watch Top Gun 3 trailer and not just kind of like get the goosebumps?
Wait, so that they have filmed it?
They're in the beginning stages of it, and it's just like it's going to be out, I guess, 2025. And okay. So they released a teaser trailer.
Every person must belong somewhere. What about us? We belong to the sky.
I'm already in. I'm already there. That's fine. That's all you need.
Is it?
That's it.
How many of the cast members are back?
Well, they showed everybody, like, all the same ones. Now, again, it's in the early stages, so I don't know. But like Miles Teller's there, you know, obviously Tom Cruise, and this is the whole thing. Mm. I was like, let's go. It got so loud. It was one of those that started in the office yesterday. I started playing in the office.
Yeah.
And I just kept turning it up louder.
Like what?
And louder. And louder. It's showing the aircraft carriers.
Wait, is
Tom... Are you ready to go on?
Oh, coming soon. Miles Teller's close up. I mean, it just was great. It was great. I'm ready.
Did I see a picture of Tom Cruise with facial hair?
Not in this. You didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't think that would be allowed.
I wouldn't. Well, no, it's definitely not. But, okay, Jade, this is why. Top Gun 3, the trailer, it's him with a goatee and long hair.
Oh, whoa. Wait, what?
Yeah, there's a picture of Tom Cruise with long hair and like a goatee and scruff. Now, obviously, that would not be allowed in the military.
This is our destiny.
Steve, can you see that picture of Tom Cruise?
I sure can. And I can hear Jay panting.
How does he get better looking?
That's not fair, is it? No.
No, he looks so cool with long hair and some facial hair.
You think he looks better?
Maybe.
Do you think he has shorts
younger.
That fit?
Stop it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a couple of facial hair / hairstyle stories, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were telling us. I thought you literally were breaking into entertainment news to tell us that you have a couple facial hairs.
Kevin James.
One in the mustache area and one in the beard area.
That was
But what you were trying to say is that you have facial hair stories. I got you. Let's do it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And don't forget, the cruise tickets are available now to you if you would like to go to the July 11th cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene, the 3-hour cruise. Kevin does the music and we all have fun. It's going to be a great time on July 11th. That's a Thursday night, by the way. And then, you know, Friday's up to you. You want to make it a 3-day weekend, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those, hey, well,
yeah.
Party on Thursday. So you can get the tickets at Silver Safari in the North Town or Valley Mall. You can go to our website and click on the little image of the cruise, or you can text cruise, just the word cruise, to 509-441-0999. It's just that easy. And we'll send you back a link. You can buy your tickets that way online.
Love it.
Okay? Get them while you can, though. They've only been on sale for like 2 days, and we've already sold a lot of them. So just kind of giving you the warning. Don't sit around and think about it too long. What's with the talent show
Good
idea?
Good advice.
What are you doing?
What's with the talent show, Jay, is that yesterday, mm-hmm. something happened. Steve hurt my feelings or whatever
it
was.
No.
And I started to cry like a baby. And he said, man, that's weird. You're actually too good at that.
It is very good, yeah.
And I said, yeah, it's one of my random talents, Steve. And then I said, what is your random talent? And he goes, boy, I don't know if I have any. And then I go, well, you got to have something. You know what? We're doing a talent show tomorrow on the air, a random talent show.
It's the Jay and Kevin show, random talent show.
I know, it's so random, guys. It's so weird.
Random talent?
Well, I hope that wasn't his entry.
Wait, you didn't like that?
I mean, it was short and to the point.
Yeah, I mean... Fine.
It's the Jay and Kevin show, random talent show.
I know, it's so random, guys. It's so weird.
So, yeah, I'll start with my baby cry. That is a random talent, I believe. It sounds a little bit like this. I don't know, with the way my throat is going today.
Yeah, good
we'll
luck.
See if it works.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
What? Nope.
Wow, this sounds like a baby who's got...
colicky.
Yeah.
That's may it. Not work today.
Oh, let's go. Yeah. Very well done.
It's a baby noise.
Jay,
you have a lot of random talents.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What? You don't think you have any talents?
I mean, all of them are old, though. It's like, you know, like you used to do the voices and do like impressions. Right? And
so what's wrong with that?
I mean, they're all so old, though. It's like, you know, nobody even knows them anymore. You know, like... I used to practice them, and now I don't practice
You mean
them.
Mike Tyson?
Well, I mean, Mike Tyson's old, though. He's barely even current anymore.
He's so current right now.
He's just one of those guys who just randomly pops up once in a while, you know? He just throws a punch, and then the next thing you know, he's in prison or something. And then I'm going to fight, and then I'm not going to fight because I got a bad tummy.
Say, eat your children.
You just keep this up. I'm just going, I'm going to eat your children.
There it is. That's one of Jay's random talents. He does a lot of impressions.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Steve. Let's hear a random talent from you, Steve. He did tell me yesterday, my best talent is he can wiggle his ears.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm like, that is awesome.
Perfect for the radio.
It's not good radio, though.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
So without what do you
moving,
have?
Without moving, or with not without moving them, without touching them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I mean, I just want to make that very clear.
He is the most literal person ever. You're like, can you wiggle your ears? Where you show, yep, grabs them and pulls on them.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be much of a talent, would it?
No.
Whatever.
What do you have for the radio, Steve?
Okay. I got this.
Hello, Jay and Kevin. It's a voice, huh?
Okay, I kind of like it.
Yeah, what is this voice?
I think I was inspired by Toy Story with the aliens, and they go, the claw. You know, when
sure.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What else does this voice say? Do you have any funny little things to say in that voice?
What's brown and sticky?
I don't know. What?
A stick.
That's kind of what you got to do to develop that talent. You have a great voice, Steve. That is a very fun voice.
Yeah.
You should be able to do Kermit. You're pretty close. You know, Kermit's pretty close to that.
It is, but I can't do it.
Hi-ho. Just do the hi-ho. Get your voice up there. Just do that one.
And then you are Kermit.
Then you can do sing. You can say, why are there so many songs about rainbows? Yeah, just get your voice a little higher, Steve. Should be easy for you.
Let's hear it, Steve. Try it.
I don't know if I can get...
You can do it.
Just get it in here.
Perfect.
Get it in here.
No, that's not right. That's not it.
That sounded more like it was going to Mickey Mouse.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Hello. It was a run by...
Hello. Get the Mrs. Doubtfire in there. Oh, darling, it's fine. It's a little messy, but we'll clean it up. Give us some Doubtfire, Steve.
Yeah, that's an old reference there.
Yes, right? Give us some Doubtfire.
Hello!
But it all has that.
Can you do a lower voice? Can you do like a more like a Back to the Future, like Emmett Brown, where you just you sound like you're breathing really hard all the time, and you just keep saying stuff with your breath coming out. Just do that one. Steve! Marty, where are you? Give us a try.
You're asking me to do a lower voice?
Yes.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
Hold on. Can you do that again?
Show your true talent.
Just kind of, Marty,
Marty, get in the car. We gotta go. We gotta go back. Back to the future, Marty.
We gotta go back. Back to the future, Marty.
Oh, yeah. He's getting it.
I can almost mimic.
Yeah,
you just got almost like an accent at the end, but yeah, I like
that. Was
it.
Good. That was good.
It wasn't bad.
You just gotta practice.
Yeah. I just need.
You know, we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? We're talking about practice?
Practice? We're talking about practice?
Okay. We're gonna make a.